Welcome back to the Too Much Podcast with Remedy and Libby.
Hello.
You hear static in this episode or any other episode? No, you don't.
Sorry.
Just ignore it. We don't know what to do about it.
Also, we are in Remedy's bedroom right now, which is the loudest room in the house. Uh-huh. And the air is blowing, so there's going to be lots of sounds.
There might be a lot of noise, y'all.
Sorry.
But we're not willing to do anything to change the situation.
Well, you want to tell them why we're in your room?
Yeah. We're in my room because...
She's bedridden.
If you've been following along, you know that for the past almost 2 months, I've had a back injury. And... I haven't healed from it, but it was reaching a point where it was more manageable. And then 4 mornings ago, I was just in my bed and I was waking up, like my alarm had gone off. I was in the process of waking up and I just stretched, like, you know, when you extend your legs and your arms, just a stretch, like in bed. And something happened and my entire back spasmed. Mm-mm. And my injury is worse. And so I've been bed/house/couch ridden for 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm incredibly sad.
Yeah. About it. It's really sad.
But
I just opened up her windows for the first time.
Yeah, literally. It's been dark in here. Like, I'm not helping the situation. But Libby brought me Jimmy John's on the way home from church, and she was like, I'm home, and I was like, I'm in here.
I know, I couldn't find her. And then she's blending into her bed because she's wearing a shirt that's the same color as her bedspread. And so when I walked by her room, I didn't even see her.
No way. Oh my gosh. But we ate our Jimmy John's in my bed, and then she was like, do you just want to record in here? I said, yes, please.
She hasn't moved.
So that's why we're here.
Yeah. So that's why there might be more static too, but y'all can handle it.
You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Well, what's up, Lib? What's going on, girl?
I did something last night we were supposed to do together.
And I had to cancel because of the situation.
The back situation. I went to a Rangers game.
Yeah. I went to a Rangers game.
What's that?
I want to talk
about 9/11. Oh, no.
We need to take
week that. Of.
Shit.
You know that clip of Mariah Carey?
Yes.
Y'all don't want to talk about 9/11 right now. And everyone was like, what?
I can't be like laughing about nine. I'm not laughing about it.
I just think it's so funny.
I'm laughing about the insane quotes surrounding it.
I want to talk about 9/11. Remember when the planes crashed?
Stop. We can't be saying that. Okay, no fine. Context. I'll edit it out. Well, no, maybe. It's funny though.
So there's this, y'all know Recess Therapy, that guy that interviews those kids. Well, there's one, and you probably have seen it, but it's that little girl. It's like an outtake, and he's like, okay, do you have anything else to say? And she's like, she's literally 5. And she says, I want to talk about 9/11. Smile. Smiling. He's like, oh.
And she goes, remember when the plane crashed?
And like, she's like, and all of a sudden somber. She's like, oh, we were able to quote
it
at one point.
Yeah, we had it all memorized at one point.
And then he's like, she was like, I was not alive during that time. And he's like, yeah, well, I was. And she's like,
And then she's like, I have asthma.
That's why I wasn't at school. But I'm in kindergarten. Crazy. Okay.
Anyways. Yeah, 9/11 is this week. So sad. Connor Wood's birthday is on 9/11.
That?
Imagine that.
That checks out. That's why he is funny.
That's why
he had to grow up with that birthday. He's gone through hard things.
So true. So yeah, Libby went to the Astros Rangers game.
The Rangers lost really bad, but I had a fun time. Listen to this. So we got our hot dog, and then I was going to get a drink, and I didn't really want just a beer. And so I was like, okay, you got, like, what's that? And is that a margarita slushy? He's like, yeah. And I'm like, is it good? He's like, yeah, it's real tequila. So I said, okay.
It's real.
So yeah, literally, it's like, and the alternative. I didn't even think about that. I'm just like, okay. And so he gives it to me. He proceeds to pour it in to a baseball-shaped plastic cup.
Amazing.
A circle. A baseball-shaped. Pours it in. Puts a little straw on top.
Amazing.
It was like, it was incredibly hard to hold. Totally. Let me just say that. But, and also, I didn't even drink the whole thing because it made my stomach hurt. It was not good.
So sweet. Was yeah. it sweet?
It was a bummer, but other than that, I had a good time.
I love the baseball paraphernalia at a baseball game.
I know. And, like, there were other people drinking, like, beer out of this huge base clear plastic baseball shaped cup. Like, literally so big.
It's insane.
Like, they're like, it's like, honestly, they're trying to humiliate us.
Totally. And that's also probably why it's so expensive.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, if you would just give it, give it to me in a normal cup. Glass, then it wouldn't be so much.
Yeah, but whatever. But I had a good time. Yeah.
That's good. What else has been happening?
Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber. Swag 2. Yeah.
I just asked Remedy off air. I said, have you listened to it?
And I said, no. I haven't been able to bring myself to.
Which is crazy. Well, honestly, I think you've been withholding yourself from good things. Like, why aren't you just listening to it?
Well, I don't just want to. I don't know.
Do you want to, like, drive and listen in the car?
Yeah. And I've not been doing that, so.
Okay. I will say I've listened to
it. Even though, I will say, for those who don't know, I drive a pretty old, like, an old car.
Yeah.
And it's a 2009 Toyota RAV4. It's blue. And
blue's important. Sorry.
It doesn't have like Bluetooth, and so I have to have an aux cord, which I love. Like, there's so much character in that. It's just classic car. Wouldn't you describe the inside of my car as mm-hmm. just like car?
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what it is. And so I have to have an aux cord, but my aux cord broke a month ago.
Yeah.
And I haven't bought a new one for some reason. They're like $9.
Yeah.
And I haven't bought one. And I had the thought the other day, like, maybe I'm just never going to buy one again.
You're never going to listen to music in your car?
Well, I'm fine with listening to music in my car not connected to the aux cord.
Okay.
And just sticking my, like, playing something on my phone, sticking my phone in the cup holder where I always have it.
Mm-hmm.
It's other people who have that problem. But I do have an aux cord that fits, like, your phone.
Oh,
so
really?
I realized. So if you were in my car wanting to listen to music on the speakers, then you could just control it on your phone. So anyways.
That's why you haven't listened to it. Like, what was all the point of all of that? What was the point of you saying my car is blue?
It's blue.
When you describe it as car. Okay. Well, I have enjoyed it.
Okay, good.
And there's one song that's just called The Story of God.
I have
heard. You heard that one?
I've heard a lot of that.
Okay.
Yeah. And I actually need to listen to it more before I give my opinions. I need to listen to the full thing to fully understand. Because at first listen, I was like, oh gosh, like, is he saying that Haley's Eve?
No.
Okay, good.
No, he's just telling the story of creation and the fall.
From his perspective, though, right?
No, he's just, I mean, he's saying it as if he is Adam and then he switches to Eve.
Oh, great.
He's just like telling the story from their perspective in a beautiful way, in my opinion.
Well, yeah, that's what people have told me. Like, you're going to cry when you listen. And I was like, okay.
It was a shock. I was just listening to the album and all of a sudden that starts. And I was like, oh my gosh. It was beautiful.
Good for JB. I was going to say something. Oh my gosh. I played Mahjong the other day for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And I won my first ever game of Mahjong.
So awesome.
And someone was telling me the other day, like, you and Libby feel like two girls who need to be into Mahjong. But Libby, you don't really like it.
Mm-mm. I could give it another try, though. I shouldn't just totally give up on it.
Could you imagine us having cute Mahjong tiles?
But let's not remember. What? Let's not forget. They're $1,000,000,000,000,000.
They are. But you could buy normal ones for not as much.
I feel like the normal. It's true.
But like, there would be some cute Mahjong parties happening at this house.
That's true.
So maybe we need to get into that.
Maybe. We can discuss.
Okay. So anyways,
Oh my gosh. And fantasy football officially started. Oh, there's games happening right now. I haven't even looked at my app.
I opened my app for 1 second and I finally had a couple
points. Oh, good. Well, the Cowboys played the Eagles on Thursday night. Went to a party, watched it, had a, like, truly remedy. Oh my gosh, I have more points. Oh, I had the best time. The game starts, one player spit on another player. You hear about that?
Yeah.
But apparently then it was because Dak was spitting and actually, like, spit in that guy's direction. And he thought he was spitting on him. And we don't know if Dak did it on purpose.
But then the other guy
spit in his face
directly on Dak.
Before the game even started. And he was out. It was awesome. It was so drama. And CD, really, I mean, y'all have been knowing this. I just learned he's really, like, active. He's doing a lot of stuff. So that's why he was a good pick for me. Because every, like, every 5 minutes, they were like, CD, CD. I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, having the best time. And everyone there was like, wow, like, you're really caring about this. And I was like, I am a very competitive person. Mm-hmm. I just have never cared. Mm-hmm. So now that I care, like, yeah, I'll be super competitive. Sure.
Oh,
wear my Cowboy sweatshirt
and
again.
She's only been, like, watching quarterback. And then yesterday I go into the living room and she's watching that Jerry
I tried
Jones
to watch the America's Team and I wasn't really into it. Yeah, it just feels very Jerry Jones positive.
I don't like the Jones family.
Exactly. And so I feel
I don't like them.
And so I didn't, I'm not going to continue it. Should we tell them about the other thing we watched?
Yeah. So I go into the living room and Libby's like, well, do you want to watch something? Like, being so nice as I'm, like, whimpering.
No, literally.
And I was like, yeah, but I don't know what. So she's like, what about this? And so we put on, what's it called?
The one with the catfish.
Everyone has seen it right now. Like, the high school catfish. That was a jar.
Well, first of all, I thought it was a show. And then it was just 1.5 hours. Like, y'all. Okay, so first we start it. And we start, and Remedy says, so many people have told me to watch this, and so many people have told me not to. So many people have said it's incredibly vulgar. So many people.
A few.
Some people have said that it's not vulgar.
Yeah.
So we start it. Immediately, we're like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. So basically, do you want to explain what it is?
Yeah. So essentially, it's this documentary all about this girl and this boy. They were dating.
Well, they started dating when they're 12 and they're like 14 years old when this happens.
Yeah. So they're in high school.
They're in this town where, like, everyone cares about everything. Like, the parents care about the teenage drama, and it's clear.
Yeah. Small town in, like, what?
Michigan?
Minnesota?
Yeah. Michigan? Something.
One of those M's. And they start receiving these anonymous texts.
That are insane.
Pretty insane. And at first they start with texts just to the girl being like, Owen wants to break up with you. Like, he doesn't like you. He thinks you're ugly. Like, stuff like that. And then it progressively gets worse and worse and worse.
And, like, really inappropriate about Owen.
Yeah. Which, I'll say, I was talking to my friend Kara about this. And she was like, you should watch it. And I was like, I don't know. Like, I've heard it's pretty vulgar. And she was like, what? It's not vulgar. It's not vulgar as in inappropriate. It's not inappropriate at all. And she genuinely was saying these things. And I was like, really? Really? Okay. And she compared it to Pretty Little Liars.
And it's like, never could Pretty Little Liars have gotten away with the things they were saying. And it's like this like AI voice, like, reading these things. Like, I wish I could say something. We will never speak these words on this podcast.
But
this
if is a you've clean seen podcast. It, you know.
Yeah. And it's like, we are, like, it is so insane that we are dying laughing. Like, that is the worst thing I've ever heard.
So,
and, like, that doesn't even make sense.
No.
Just, like, just a bunch of inappropriate words, like, in different order.
Yes. So, and it's showing on the screen. I take a picture of it and I send it to Kara and I'm like, quote, not vulgar. It was the most vulgar thing I've ever seen.
And it's, like, these teenagers telling the story. And it's just so hard because it's, like, they weren't sounding super, like, smart.
And, like, Libby was having a hard time.
I was having
their
a
speech.
Really hard time with their speech. And, but then it's also, y'all, like, are probably like, girls, who are you to say?
As Libby's like, y'all,
like,
probably.
Y'all,
not.
Like, So, yeah, like, I know we sound uneducated sometimes.
Uh-huh.
But I think it's just harder to watch it when it's, like, an actual documentary.
For sure.
And let me just say also, by the end of the day,
someone in it called it a documentary.
Documentary. And I said, well, I think this proves that that we could also have our own documentary. Like, anyone can.
Anyone can.
And it's, like, the way they were talking about the teenage relationships.
It was weird.
It was just, like, making it out to be, like, this is everything. And it's, like, his basketball career was everything. And, like, he is a freshman.
Yeah. And they were, like, sports. Like, yeah. I don't know. Sorry, that was irrelevant. It only made sense in my brain.
No, I think that it did make sense because the reason that is so important is because, now I'm like trying to sound so educated, is because the parents cared so much about these seemingly insignificant things, but because they're important to the teenagers.
Yeah.
And so it's clear that, like, the things that are the most important to the parents are just the things that are the most important to the teenagers. It's like, y'all need to, like, take a step back.
For sure.
But, like, but then, and the things they kept saying when they were trying to figure out who was sending the messages, it was just like, duh. I don't even know. Like, well, we're all really close. Like, our whole grade is really close. Like, we all have a bunch of group messages. And then, like, comes out later, there's, like, these, like, group of girls that are, like, bullies. And, like, the bully, like, the girl who was, like, I was scared of her. Like, they were showing her interviews, scared. And I was like, if I met her, I'd be intimidated by her. Like, these grown men are intimidated by her.
But then they would be like, and then this girl and her two best friends would always be in a group of three on their phones.
Yeah.
So it must be them.
Yeah. Like, it was like, Nancy Drew
did better than you. Seriously. And then the sheriff, who's in charge of all of it at one point, I just remember this, he said that he was reading the text one time and he was like, it was something to make a 53-year-old man like me blush. And it's like, okay, ew, buddy, let's not admit that, sicko. You sicko.
Oh, no.
It was.
But then, like,
so crazy.
Well, again, like, I don't want to reveal too much because we were told.
Let's say.
What?
Let's give a trigger warning.
Okay, well, spoiler. Like, if you don't want to hear what happens, stop now and skip to the next chapter, because the AI chapters that it creates for us on Spotify are pretty accurate.
They really are.
It's, like, scary accurate. So skip forward. We were told who was the catfish before. Like, people were telling us, have y'all seen the documentary where the mom catfishes her daughter?
Yeah.
And so going in, I was like, oh, you don't know that? Like, everyone spoiled it without even saying spoiler. It just,
no one said spoiler.
That's how they just described it.
The whole documentary. No. That wasn't even on purpose. The whole documentary, you are trying to figure it out. And then,
like, I would have thought it was Chloe,
and
maybe.
And then someone was like, it's the mom.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, well, we don't need to watch it. And then they were like, well, you should still watch it.
Well, I don't even. Like, what? Well, when I was told
multiple
about
people
it,
told me that.
When I was told about it, I was simply told, it was just described to me as the documentary where the mom catfishes her daughter. Like, no one even
like,
said,
that's
like,
just part of it.
Like, oh, it's the mom. It's like, no, that's just the whole. I don't even know how to describe it. It's like, they never even. I didn't even know it was an option to not know that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what I would have thought, because the whole time we're like, duh, the whole time, because we knew. But I don't know how we would have felt if we hadn't known.
Uh-huh. It was insane. And I kept saying the whole time, like, oh, like, I know the people in this documentary. Like,
yeah, she kept on feeling like she knew specific,
like,
people.
Specifically the mom. I was like, I have seen and interacted with this woman before. Like, I know her personally.
Like,
who
Minnesota.
Is she? Yeah. I don't, but.
No, you don't.
Anyways.
And then at the end, the mom, absolutely infuriated me. She wouldn't take any responsibility. Okay, I wanted to say one more thing about the mean girls. So the mean girls then start to, I don't even know if it's them who try to pinpoint it on Owen. Is it his name? Owen?
Owen, yes.
His cousin.
Libby didn't know a dang character's name the entire time.
There was a
time.
Million characters. They were all the same vibe. Chloe, Owen, Lauren, it's like they're all in So Owen's cousin then gets accused because she was at this Christmas party. And so she was accused. But it's like these girls were mean to her, but they were like, we weren't mean to her. And then when they when she's a suspect, they're like, yeah, she's trying to get back at us and blame us because we were mean to her. It's like you're not admitting that you were mean. No. But then you are admitting that she would have a reason to try to blame you.
Yeah.
So you're whatever. So that was stupid.
It was stupid.
And then at the end, the mom just like, I just like can't believe I got here. I just like can't believe like it got to this point. And it's like never
yeah,
actually
she
took
said
full responsibility.
Something at one, yeah, she said something at one point of like, I can't believe it got to this place, rather than like, I can't believe that I did this.
Yeah.
And she discovered, like, when she got sent away, I guess, I don't know, she discovered that she has some mental illness and some trauma.
And then, but, oh.
But it's like, okay, but you still
did it.
Did what you did.
You ruined multiple teenagers' lives,
your
including
daughter
your own daughter. You told your daughter to kill herself.
Mm-hmm.
You then, Owen goes and gets another girlfriend in another town. What was it called?
Pentucky or something. Pentucky.
And
he would not stop saying it.
Yeah.
And he's like, Pinawaki.
And he goes and he gets a new girlfriend. And then somehow the mom gets his new girlfriend's mom's number and starts like texting her. And then he's like, I can't even have a girlfriend. And then that also made me laugh.
I can't even date anyone.
And it's like, okay, honey, that's not the most, like, there are bigger things than you just like being able to have a girlfriend. Like, he just wanted to have a girlfriend so bad. But also these girls were obsessed with him. Multiple girls.
Yeah, everyone loved Owen.
Kept coming forward and being like, yeah, me and Owen are best friends. And I'm not close with Lauren.
Yeah.
It's like, what? Anyways.
It was
but again,
weird.
They're 14 years old. So yeah, it's messed up. They're 14 years old. They don't know any better.
Mm-mm.
And their parents clearly aren't mature enough to help guide them.
No. Oh my gosh. Let's talk about Lauren's dad. That's who I felt the most sorry for, genuinely. Well, Lauren. But
oh my gosh. But the worst part is the husband knew what was going on. Like Lauren, like she still doesn't know. She now at the end it said she's gonna go study criminology. Like she needs a lot of counseling first.
Yeah, she does.
Sweet, precious girl. Like yeah. And so codependent on her mom. Like
mm-hmm.
She's like, I just feel like a part of me is missing. I don't know if it's like the female part. Like she literally said like the feminine part or just like me needing my mom. It's like, honey. And then her mom's like, we just like, we love each other so much. Oh my gosh.
It was insane.
Insane.
So anyways, insane. You don't need to watch it now because we told you all of it.
Oh my gosh. But even though we had been told so much, it was still incredibly entertaining.
Yeah, it was.
And we were laughing the whole time. But then
we shouldn't have been.
We shouldn't have been. We were laughing at how insane it was.
And the production of it all.
The production. And but then it was like super sad and we were getting really mad. So yeah. Either we were laughing or we were mad.
Yeah.
There was no in between.
So true.
So yeah, we watched that yesterday.
And anything else?
Summer turned pretty.
Yeah, but uh-oh, we decided we're not.
Back on.
We decided we're not going to talk about the summer I turned pretty.
It's just there's nothing to say, y'all. Like, it was nothing. I'm going to be sad if this whole next episode, if she doesn't get the letters until the end. Mm-hmm. Like, I think they need to have a quick Paris montage and then she needs to get the letters and needs to begin. But if we get a whole nother Paris episode, and then she gets the letters and the whole last episode is the only thing we're seeing. And it's like Conrad makes it to Paris and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently Jeremiah is also in Paris. They both are there at some point. And Steven.
Wait, how do we know?
The whole crew. Because like people have like posted videos that they saw of all those actors in Paris.
Mm.
Yeah. So who knows? But it was fine. The episode before was insane. And you hadn't watched it before. We recorded last.
No, so true.
Screaming, and her seeing him in the airport.
And then nothing.
Sick. And he's still thinking they're married in that moment.
I did see a picture, though, of him on the phone with his dad at the airport of his face when he found out the wedding was called off. And the caption was like, this is the face of a boy who has hope for the first time in 4 years.
Yeah. Ah. No, I saw something that was like when he tells his dad that he's in love with Belly, and his dad's like, I love her. And he's like, who? Belly. And then it's like him having a flashback to when he said, oh, aren't you excited to see your little sister again?
Yeah, so funny. And then his dad's like, and why'd you do that? Conrad's like, because I love her. Dad, oh. It's so good. It's so amazing. I kind of like Adam.
I know. It was funny because I was feeling really impressed, but I was also watching with people who were not impressed with him at all in that moment. They were like, he just said the bare minimum, and like he did the bare minimum. But I think his advice about giving space was good.
Yeah. And I think it also helped to see that Conrad is like his dad mm-hmm. in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. His dad mm-hmm. hasn't always done amazing. But because Conrad is aware of, like, mm-hmm. I don't know, like that conversation, this is a fake TV show. But like that conversation will help Conrad in the future.
Yeah.
Be able to take the good and leave the bad.
Totally. That's so good. That's so good. So true.
Whatever. Anything else? Oh, I did see one edit that was like, I think I know what's going to happen at the end of Summer I Turn Pretty. And she was like, the show's going to end and we are all going to feel incredibly hopeless and brought back to reality.
True.
It's like, spoiler, this is what's going to happen. Devastating. In the end. We're going to be distraught, sad. It really is. When a series ends,
and this, we haven't had something like this for so, like, the whole world, it feels like, is invested
since like Harry Potter.
Yeah, I'm like, I can't even, or like since Twilight.
Yeah
where it's like you're having teams, and I even like Hunger Games, I guess. Also, I realized why they're bringing Twilight back to theaters. It's because it's the book's like 25th anniversary or something like that.
Okay.
Also, I have a hanging.
I wonder if I should read the books again.
Yeah, you should.
I read them in like 7th grade.
I read them a few years ago. You should reread them.
Okay, well, anyways, what else are we going to do?
Are we going to play Wavelength?
Sure.
Okay.
So, when me and Libby went to Austin, on the way there, we played a game called Wavelength. And we were like, we should play this on the podcast. And so now here we are.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't know, there is a board game out there called Wavelength.
Which I have played.
It's really fun.
Mm-hmm.
You play it with like groups of people. And essentially there is a topic. And then mm-hmm. a scale of like 1 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
And so essentially what's going to happen is I'm going to come up. Let's do a quick example. I'm going to come up with a number in my head. Okay, I've come up with my number. Now you come up with the topic.
Places to get a sandwich.
Okay, places to get a sandwich. I have my number in my head. I'm going to say Firehouse Subs.
Okay, I'm going to guess for you, I think that is a 6.
Ah, 4.
Dang, okay. But see, I had to guess what the number was based off of what she said.
Yeah. So how it goes is 1 is the worst and 10 is the best.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I kind of wish it was 1 was the best, 10 was
which
the worst.
I don't get that, but okay.
Okay. So,
well, when I originally thought about us playing this, I thought like one of us could leave the room and say the number, but I don't think you can do that. Because I wanted us to be able to say the number
for the audience.
For the audience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to choose a number.
Okay. You've chosen a new number?
Yep.
The topic I'm going to give you is Saturday plans.
Oh, okay. I don't have plans in the morning, but there's like tentative plans to go to Sola.
Okay.
And with the people I plan to go with, it's kind of like, let's just text in the morning and see if we want to go. I wake up. And I still haven't heard anything. And I can't really make plans for the rest of the day for some reason because I haven't heard back. We're planning to go maybe around like 10.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 9:45 and I'm still in my PJs. I'm like kind of annoyed because I wish I could have done something else for the morning. I don't know what, but I am sad.
Okay.
But then I finally get a text and it's like, yeah, let's go. So then we go. I get an almond croissant. It's not good. It's like kind of burnt. But still, I'm there with my friends and I'm having a good time. Then I come home and I do get to get some stuff done. Oh, it's like I do the whole day.
Yeah.
And then by like 2 o'clock, because this does happen often, like I'm literally shaking. I'm about to pass out because all I've eaten is an almond croissant and coffee.
Yeah.
And so I don't have any food. And so I go pick up some food or I go to the grocery store and I get some stuff to come home and make food. I make food. It's pretty good. But then it's like 2:33 and I've just eaten lunch and I'm kind of messed up. But I do have plans to go to a movie that night. But I go and I really, really wish that I could get ice cream. But I don't have any and I don't have enough time to get ice cream on the way. And so I go to the movie and I don't have any treat. But then I go home and I go to sleep.
Okay. This is what Libby does with this game. She describes something so bad. But so then I'm going to give a number that depicts that the day is bad. But then she's like, but don't you remember I was with my friends eating my almond croissant? And I'm like, okay.
Okay.
But in my brain, I'm like, okay, that is a bad day for you, Libby, considering the plans in the morning, like the wishy-washiness of the plans. Mm-hmm. You don't like that.
I don't like wishy-washy.
The almond croissant was bad. You could have done some other stuff in the morning. Your food schedule was wonky, but the food was good and you were with your friends. You saw a movie. I don't know if it was good or not, but you didn't have a treat at the movie.
The movie was good. I was really excited about the movie. The movie was really good, but I didn't have a treat.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
I don't feel very confident about what I said.
This is what I was going to say. Don't say anything yet. Like, I think that's like a 3 or 4.
Okay.
But somehow I think you're going to say it's a 6.
Well, what's your final answer?
I guess 6.
4! Which honestly, like, that was really hard. Like, I just feel very confident about the way I described that. Like,
yeah, it was hard.
Yeah. Because also it's like, it wasn't a horrible, horrible day. But it wasn't the best. It was mid.
It was below average.
It was below average, but I got to go to Sola and I got to see a movie. So two things I like to do on a Saturday.
Yeah.
But no treat.
Which is why I put it at a 6.
Yeah.
But.
No, but that is but how I no do it. But I was with my friends. We did it the other day. We did five-year plan. And I like, it was so, I think I had like, it was like an 8 was my number.
Uh-huh.
And I described it so amazing.
No, 9.
Oh, it was a 9?
Yes.
It was like, we both start dating people at the same time. We get engaged around the same time. We like, it works out perfectly for us to move out of this house. And then like I get married and like, I'm about to have a baby, but like right when I'm about to have my baby, her and her husband, like, because he's a traveling doctor, they have to move abroad for the whole first year of my child's life. But then like everything else was absolutely perfect. And she was like, that was the most perfect life. And I was like, you missed the first year of my daughter's life.
So yeah, I was like 10, like that's perfect.
It's like, no, it would have been a 10 if you were there and Jesus came back at the very end. And then Jesus comes back and we all go to the new heaven and new earth. 10. No.
Because I missed the first year of her child's life.
9. It wasn't perfect.
Okay.
And there was something else silly that went wrong. Also, when we were playing this the other day, there was a point where Remedy kept saying, okay, I have my number, 2. And I was like, so, okay, let me think of another one. Okay, I have my number, 1.
I could, like, something was not computing in my brain, and I could not say the number. It just kept coming out. Okay, let me think. I have my number.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my topic for you is airport/flying experience.
Okay. Airport/flying experience. All right, I am flying in state, not in state. I'm flying in the country, okay? Let's set the scene.
Domestic.
Domestic, yes. I wake up at home at 8:30 a.m.
Okay.
I've already packed. So I get ready, I have my morning, and I leave the house to drive to Dallas.
Uh-huh.
On my way to Dallas, I get a Starbucks.
Amazing.
There's not much traffic.
Wow.
I drop my car off at my friend's apartment.
Uh-huh.
She takes me to the airport.
Okay.
I make it to the airport. I'm waiting in security for 20 minutes. I get through security, no problem. Oh, I want to say this. I meet my friend at the airport.
Okay.
We wait in line at for security together.
Together.
20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
We make it through security. We find our gate. We're in Terminal C at DFW. What does that mean? Einstein Bagels. It's open. I get an Einstein.
What time of
day? Doesn't matter.
Okay.
It's like, at this point, it's...
like afternoon?
At this point, let me do the math. At this point, it's 11:45. Yep.
You left the house at 8:30?
I left the house at 9.
Okay, got it.
It's 11:45 at this point. I get an Einstein bagel. I get a really big water.
Totally.
And then I go to the little gas station thing in there, convenience store, and I get some candy.
Wow.
Okay, then I go and sit at my terminal or at my gate with my friend, and we are ready to board and take off. Flight is delayed 25 minutes.
Okay.
So flight gets delayed. We're sitting there waiting. All of a sudden, my stomach starts to hurt a little
bit. No!
It just starts to hurt a little bit. I go to the bathroom. It's fine. I come back. And the flight has been delayed an additional 5 minutes. It's finally time to board, and we board. And I get on the plane, and I'm in the third boarding group.
Okay.
And I'm kind of sitting back half of the plane, but not all the way back, like okay. 3/4 of the way. Window seat.
Okay.
Because the plane took like was delayed 30 minutes, everybody gets a complimentary drink.
Let's go. But isn't that normal?
A complimentary alcoholic drink.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, it was only delayed 30 minutes. Okay.
And then we fly. We're flying. Not much turbulence, very smooth landing. Then I have to wait on the plane for 15 minutes before I'm able to get up and get off. Then I do. And I'm at my destination. Whew, that took a long time.
I've got to give it an 8.
Yes!
Because I think a 10 would have been you met the love of your life on the plane. Or you ran into some celebrity, you know, like.
Totally. Yeah.
Wow.
The only things that happened delayed 30 minutes and my stomach started to hurt a little bit.
Yeah, but then it was okay.
Oh, and then it would have been better if I had an aisle seat.
Okay, that's the thing is when you said a window, I wasn't exactly sure.
Because, you know, it's subjective.
Yeah, it is. Okay.
You have your number?
Yes.
Day of Halloween.
Day of Halloween?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I wake up and it's a Saturday, which is not true this year, clearly, but okay.
Yeah.
It's brisk outside. Beautiful day. We're having a Halloween party that night. We are so excited about our Halloween costumes. And we wake up and we go on a walk. And we get some coffee and we go on a walk. We have a wonderful morning.
We come back and we begin to decorate our house. We're putting spider webs up. Somehow we have animated skeletons on our front porch that speak to our guests. And we're setting up all day. And then slowly throughout the day, one of my best friends, I don't know specifically who lives out of state, out of town, she surprises me.
Perfect.
She's here. And then another one of my friends comes over and is telling and is helping us set up. And while she's helping us set up, she tells me she's pregnant. She's having a baby.
We're celebrating. It's like, okay, so
could it get any better? It does. Then we put our houses all decorated for our Halloween party. Every room is a different theme. Like, your room is a hospital.
And there's like a scary doctor in here. Oh my gosh.
My room is, I don't even like scary things, but like funny scary maybe.
Yeah.
My room is like the fun house. Like, lots of mirrors, scary, but like also like the, I don't know.
Okay.
Anyways, and we turn our fun music and we put on our awesome costumes and we feel amazing. We take great pictures before, like we get some like good, like candid looking pictures, you know. Mm-hmm. And we also have a photo booth somehow in our house, like, wow, an actual photo booth that we've gotten. And it's like in our backyard. Our backyard is beautiful. It's decorated. We have like apple bobbing in the backyard. We have a fun like custom drink that's somehow like themed for our costumes. Mm-hmm. And we also have like carnival games in the back. And all of our friends come over. Again, like even more people who like live out of town like randomly are able to come. And it is like the party of the year. Like, everyone's talking about it for years after. And we finish the night and we just hug. We're like, this was the best day.
We just hug.
And we sit on our front porch and we have a little bit more of whatever our fancy drink is. And we clink our glasses and we say, this was the best day ever.
We did it. We did it, Joe.
We did it.
It's a 10.
Yeah. I kind of forgot I was going to like have a celebrity show up too.
Oh, well, I was expecting Justin Bieber to come.
I know, like that was a thought and I kind of forgot.
It's okay. That would have been a 20.
I know, that would have been like, oh, okay. And then Jesus comes back at the end of the night. We say, all right, let's go.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I have my number.
Okay. An experience of a race that you've been training for.
Okay. Just the experience of like the race.
The race. So like maybe it could be race morning, but like the race.
Okay. I'm going to start the night before actually.
Okay.
Extreme anxiety. I am very, very anxious.
That was giving. I want to talk about 9/11. I want to start the night before. Looks at me. Extreme anxiety.
Okay. I'm really anxious the night before. I'm in bed trying to go to sleep. I'm tossing, I'm turning. I finally fall asleep. I wake up in the morning. My readiness score on my aura, 34.
No.
It's really bad.
Oh, no.
Major signs of something straining on my body. Okay. But I have to do it. I've done the training. I've paid the money. Here we go. I get my outfit on. My shorts aren't feeling very comfortable.
Oh, no.
I'm trying to pin my bib to my shirt.
What time of year is it?
It's November.
Got it.
I'm trying to pin my bib to my shirt and it's just like crinkling up. It's like it's uneven. But I put it on, whatever. I have my little pack on, my like little fanny pack thing. I go downstairs to put my Starbursts in the pack that I'm going to chew throughout the race. I think I get an all pink bag. I've gotten an all red bag.
You hate red.
I hate red.
Oh, no.
That's what I have. So I put the red Starburst in my pack.
Oof.
I grab my banana to eat it. It's still kind of green.
Oh, no.
Whatever. I go to the bathroom really bad. I have bad diarrhea.
No!
Because I'm nervous.
Yeah, you're so nervous.
But my friend comes to pick me up, and we get in the car, and we find parking very far away. So I'm walking a very long way to get to the race, and then I'm at the race. And I'm waiting, still feeling anxious. It's so cold.
You're in so much turmoil.
I'm having a horrible time. Okay. The race starts.
Mm-hmm.
I start running way too fast.
Oh, no.
We're 3 miles in, and I'm like, shoot. Like, I've been going really fast. I still have 10 miles.
Oh, no.
I don't know what to do.
Wait, you went 2 miles?
I went 3 miles.
I was about to say, like, this is a 12-mile race.
No, I went 3 miles.
Oh, my gosh, a half
and
marathon.
And I still have 10 left, but I've started off way too fast. So I slow it down. I get a little bit of a Charlie horse. Mile six. I keep going. I walk a little bit. I keep going.
Do you run into anybody?
No.
Okay.
I haven't seen anybody that I know.
Oh.
Nobody's cheering really on the sidelines because it's so cold. People are scared to be outside. November. Mile nine, AirPods die. I put my AirPods in my fanny pack.
No.
I keep going. It's mile 12. I have 1.1 mile left. I'm pretty much out of all energy that I have. All uphill. The last 1.1 mile. I'm going. I'm at mile 12.9. I trip and roll my ankle. I get up. My ankle is swollen. I have 0.2 miles left. I'm hobbling. I cross the finish line and throw up.
Done?
I'm done.
One.
That was a one, yeah.
I want to start the night before. Extreme anxiety. I thought, like, I just was like, wow. Did the AirPods make it in the fanny pack?
They made it in the fanny pack.
Oh, good. I thought they were going to fall
out. Well, I was going to say, instead of AirPod dying,
they fell. Like,
I lost one.
One falls into a sewer.
But I forgot to say that.
Oh, that was fun.
So, anyways, that's a fun little game that you can play with your friend when you're bored. Yeah. Called Wavelength.
Yeah.
We invented it. No one's ever heard of this idea before.
So if anyone wants to patent this and make it an actual game, let us know and we'll do it.
Yeah. Stupid. Okay, well, that's about it.
Let's be praying for Remedy's back.
Oh, please. If you hear this for real, please, please, please pray for me. Seriously. For me to experience physical healing and also in the midst of potentially not experiencing physical healing, would you just pray for my emotional and mental state?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. I think that's all.
Do you need prayer for anything?
Yeah, always. I have a praise report.
What is it?
The specific thing that I prayed for when regarding my class this year was that I would enjoy them. Mm-hmm. It would just be really enjoyable. And I, on Friday, was laughing so hard. Like, I was having the most fun with them.
Amazing.
And that is a praise report.
That's
a
praise report,
thank
baby.
Thank you, God.
Yeah.
So, yeah. What if that's what we did? Like, we just came on here and we just, like, asked for people to pray for us. We didn't pray for anyone else. We just asked. Anyways, so this is all of our prayer requests.
That'd be crazy.
That would be insane.
But if you need prayer for anything, DM us, let us know. We'll pray.
Also, if you need advice, go to our Instagram and go to the tab that says need advice ? And fill it out, because we want to do an advice column soon, but we can't if you guys don't ask for advice.
And we know you want
we know you guys want us to care and to think and to ponder and to give you our opinions on the things that are going on in your life.
Yeah. Y'all have told me that. So.
Yeah. So, anyways.
Okay. If you're a brand out there and you want to sponsor us for anything, let us know.
Let us know as well.
And that's it. That was too much.
Love you guys.
Bye.